Gordon Lish has written one of the most important works of fiction of the year. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Lish is an editor at Knopf. He's written a number of novels under other names, but Dear Mr. Capote is the first under his own. It's in the form of a long letter to Truman Capote by a psychopath who claims to have murdered 22 women and who wants Capote to write his story. While the theme may be repugnant to some, Gordon Lish makes one thing clear.
He is not really killing anybody. It's something he would like to do. He talks about doing it, thinks about doing it. I think most psychotics practice their psychosis in the abstract. They don't really get out and act out all that much. They don't get out and kill people or do funny things in public. Probably the bulk of their madness takes place inside their skulls.
Lish has made his narrator a ridiculous character, small-minded, petty, bigoted, yet universal.
I must admit that in the course of creating this fellow's voice, I put in his mouth any number of observations that I would be happy to make myself.
Lish feels most of the things we say are programmed into us. The letter writer in his novel is no exception.
He can speak in nothing but cliches. And we eventually discover when we hear the mother speaking that many of these cliches derive from her. In fact, some derive from other persons in the book as well. And I think the bulk of us are the net result of the cliché we've been surrounded by, and I don't think that's necessarily an awful thing.
One of the reasons Lish's novel succeeds as art is that he has given his narrator a uniquely original voice, consistent throughout.
I wanted a voice that sounded like nothing else you'd ever heard before, and yet sounded awfully familiar in a kind of way. I wanted a book that was as erotic as I could make it. I wanted a book that was as shocking as I could make it. I wanted to do a lot of things toward that effort of taking the reader by the neck, seizing his attention, and forcing his face down onto the page.
Dear Mr. Capote by Gordon Lish makes for compelling reading. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Recent books about mass murderers seem to be aimed at titillating our worst instincts, but not in the case of Dear Mr. Capote by Gordon Lish. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Lish's fictional character, rebuffed by Norman Mailer, writes a rambling letter to Truman Capote. In it, Capote is asked to write the story of the narrator's threat to kill one woman for every year of his birth, 47. Here's how Lish came to write Dear Mr. Capote.
I saw an ad for a book called The Son of Sam, which was, in fact, the authorized biography of this fellow who's a mass murderer here in New York. It suddenly occurred to me the advertisement expressed pride in the presentation of this book, that here was an event to behold, money would be made from this, and that the persons involved with the enterprise were pleased.
Gordon Lish says he wanted to create a voice that had never been heard before.
I must have made at least 100 runs at this book, getting into it anywhere from 20 to 100 pages before I finally got the voice the way I wanted it.
But he admits he was filled with self-doubts about his project.
This was the first thing to come from my hand where I felt I may have gone so far as to be holding myself up to terrible ridicule. And I now think that probably that concern was a very healthy one. It, in a way, sort of was an index to the extent to which I had achieved what I've often argued as the most important principle in doing art, and that is to take every risk that you can at that time.
Lish, an editor at Knopf, learned that he, too, needed an editor.
One of the things that astonished me in the course of the development of the book is that, contrary to my expectations, I was just as blind to the failures of the book, the excesses in the book, the insufficiencies in the book, as I have observed any writer that's come to me has been about his own book.
Gordon Lish, his novel Dear Mr. Capote, is a brilliant study of insanity. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.